Okay, good morning. My name is Jesse Shaw. I'm CEO and co-founder of AgilePoint. And I want to welcome every one of you to come to the session today. And what we decided to do is to run a slightly different format of the session. Instead of we show you AgilePoint presentation and tell you about the differentiations, and I think that will be probably a lot more helpful that we invite some of our customers and our partners to come here to share with you their experience of meeting the challenges of deploying very sustainable business-critical SharePoint solutions. And I think every one of you, you're in a conference means you have very significant investment in SharePoint. And as a company, we started working with SharePoint since 2003. And we have seen the whole market gone through a lot of evolutions and changes. And I think probably a lot of you will agree that SharePoint 2007 is probably the first version of SharePoint really achieve a very widespread adoption by a lot of organizations. Because one of the very important things is the addition of the workflow capabilities and then the ability that you can add a lot more custom solutions on top of SharePoint. But at the same time, I think one of the biggest challenges now is being recognized by the market and not just the market, Microsoft itself, is a lot of organizations today has got SharePoint investments. They all add a lot of custom solutions, such as custom workflows and custom value adds. But now, the SharePoint environment now is very difficult in terms of when you want to upgrade. Okay, and it's become a lot of dependencies of those customizations. And of course, I mean, and we all know that Microsoft in the last 2 years has been pushing everyone to move to Office 365 because that is really, if that's possible, that's really a very easy way to solve the problem, all the on-premise challenges. Okay, so we can forget all these challenges we have now. We created on this on-premise implementation with all these customizations. But we all know the reality that's not going to be possible. Okay, nobody's going to move from on-premise to the cloud overnight. Even you plan to move to Office 365, you probably still going to go through a hybrid, interim stage to get that possible. Okay, so today we're really going to share with you how AgilePoint, as a matter of fact, when we actually build a solution from day one, we already envisioned that, okay, so that you are able to have one solution that can work with multiple SharePoint platforms. What that means is even you still have SharePoint 2007, 2010, and 2013, and you say, I'm going to add Office 365, the same AgilePoint solution can work with every one of them transparently. And so we're going to share with you, like I say, I mean, with the panel discussion, I think that will be, I think that will be a lot of valuable experience too that you might be able to, useful to you. And to close this opening, and I'll switch over to the panel discussion, I'll just share with you one thing just happened 2 days ago. So AgilePoint is part of the Microsoft SharePoint PAB, that means Partner Advisory Board. Okay, so we're one of the partners sitting on the board that work with Microsoft. And 2 days ago, I was in a meeting, and next to me was actually the very well-known SharePoint SI, okay, solution providers, consulting firms. And I read 2 weeks ago they helped one of very large law firms move from SharePoint 2010 to 2013. So I checked with the CEO of the company. I said, "Hey, I read about you helped these law firms migrate from 2010 to 2013." She said, "Yes." And I say, "They're also going to have the next challenge is they deploy a lot of InfoPath solutions, okay? And now they're going to have to find a way now to how to migrate all these InfoPath applications and they have created." So he say, "But how did you know?" I say, "You know what? They have been using AgilePoint since 2009, and they did use AgilePoint with a lot of InfoPath forms, okay? And we knew that." So he say, "But we didn't even know they have AgilePoint when they did the SharePoint migration." But, you know, on the flip side of that, I think that really tells everything now. What that means is these large law firms, they create a lot of mission-critical, business-critical workflows with AgilePoint, and they work with InfoPath forms and ASP.NET forms. But the thing is, when they did a SharePoint migration, upgrade to 2013, they didn't even have, there's no dependency. What that means is the SharePoint environment is so clean, they can just do that as if there was nothing added to the SharePoint. Okay, and I think that, you know, that really is a very intriguing thing to think about, and that's really why we say that what's really behind AgilePoint is all the substance, right, to give you the freedom and control and ensure that your custom development, your custom ad, okay, all these functionalities will be preserved even when you're moving from SharePoint to the next, you know, to the next version, or now you want to move SharePoint up to Office 365. Okay, so with that, I'm gonna introduce our panelist. Okay, we have two customers and two partners. One of them, the first customer is Exelon. Okay, Supri Patia. Okay, he is the principal analyst and for the strategic business assistance and business operations. And Exelon, as a matter of fact, this is, you can read a little bit about Exelon. I still remember when they were thinking about to add a BPM to their SharePoint, and the IT say, no, you cannot touch my SharePoint. It's so mission critical. I don't want you to touch that. And as a matter of fact, today they actually enable a lot of business analysts who was able to build business critical solutions with AgilePoint and SharePoint. The next customer is FortiStar. Okay, David Komora is here. Okay, he's a CIO. And just a brief background about FortiStar. And I think one of the very interesting part of FortiStar is they are a very fast-growing energy companies, but focus on, you know, innovative renewable energies. But one thing is that they actually have more than 40 plus subsidiaries and operating locations, but they have very small team to support the whole group. Okay, I think their team is like maybe between 5 to 10 people. That's it. But supporting more than 40 subsidiary and operating locations, so they're really looking for a solution that's truly a productive, manageable, and sustainable. And then we also have our partners, two partners over here today. Okay, one of them is OTP Solutions. Doc Kutz, okay, he is the managing partner of OTP. And OTP is actually based in Seattle. Okay, they are one of the leading Microsoft solution providers. As a matter of fact, we met OTP when we were invited by Microsoft, when Microsoft was creating the business critical SharePoint programs. That's when we met OTP, and we have since then worked very closely with OTP. And the other partner is James found Locatus. Okay, Locatus is based in Belgium, and so he's representing the founder European side of our partner community. And Locatus is one of the, and very similar to OTP, they actually all have managing consulting background, okay, but they are also looking in, you know, to deliver business solutions that are based on Microsoft. And so from this perspective, both companies are focused on not just about getting the solution developed by code, it's about the way how you develop that approach, okay, whether it's gonna deliver sustainable business values over time. So without further ado, I'm gonna turn this over to a panel discussion. Oh, by the way, we actually have an MVP here today. I mean, Asif Ramani. I'm sure that a lot of you may already know Asif. He's a very well-known MVP in the SharePoint space. He's an author of a number of books. Okay, for SharePoint. Okay, so Asif is actually great. You know, very graciously, agreed to come here and then share his opinions as well. So Asif will be with us as well. So with that, I'm gonna turn this over to panel discussions, and we're gonna have our VP of BPM and Cloud Solutions, George Barlow, okay, be the moderator. Thank you.
Good morning. So I think this is going to be fun this morning. You're going to see a bunch of different perspectives about how SharePoint has been extended using business process management technologies, and of course, in particular, AgilePoint in this situation. As Jesse said, we have a couple of partners and a couple of customers. And so we're going to get a fairly wide-ranging perspective on the sorts of things that are being done using both SharePoint and business process management technologies to create applications that are sort of changing the way the customer and client organizations are running their businesses. So let's get started. I'm going to moderate, not standing up here, but I'm going to be the question-asking voice, and let's let the panelists themselves be the folks that tell you their stories. Let's begin with David Kimura from Fortistar. David, can you tell us a little more about yourself and about Fortistar, please?
Can you hear me? First of all, George and Jesse, thank you very much for the introduction and the opportunity to speak. A couple words about Fortistar. Jesse did a pretty good job of explaining our overview. We are a company that's a 20-year-old company that has grown and changed significantly in the last 3 to 5 years. We've become an actual operating company, growing from about 25 people to 300 people virtually overnight, moving from a role of managing the finances and the financing and all of that for power projects to actually owning and operating them. So we have people out in the field keeping these things up to date, all of a sudden making purchases, tracking inventory, keeping environmental compliance, and a host of other things. Our hypothesis going in to becoming this operating company that with effectively utilizing technology, we'd be able to operate this business from a central hub and keep our executive team in place to be able to do this while effectively managing out. And it's starting to bear fruit. Fortistar has believed fundamentally that applying technology effectively can improve an organization's efficiency, how informed the people are, which will ultimately end up making us easier to do business and more profitable, which is our goal. Fortistar also believes, and it's the nature of our projects, we operate in close conjunction with landfills. We have a lot of landfill power plants, utilities, and all sorts of different things. And utilizing technology effectively can help us communicate better with our partners and customers, keeping them better informed, again, making ourselves easier to do business and, in a sense, stickier. We'd like to be easier than the next guy to serve energy needs, fuel service needs, information services needs, what have you. So as Jesse's correct, I'd love to have 10 people. We have about 4 or 5 in-house development staff and have partnered with an outstanding group of folks, of which AgilePoint is one of the teams. And we really see fantastic potential in how they can help pull our overall platform together and really make it come to life. Long time ago, about 4 years ago, we made a strategic decision on SharePoint as our platform to do it. We saw it as a way to start small, bite off little projects, and kind of move into it. And what's kind of happened with our organization is by providing things with, as what we call them, desk procedures, we think of how is the end user actually going to use the thing in real life, because if they're not going to use the thing in real life, then the whole thing will become pointless. By thinking through all of that, we've been able to deliver quite a lot of value over time with strategically using things. Just a quick background on myself. I spent 17 years working for an insurance software company, delivering to tier one insurance carriers like AIG and Willis and state compensation funds and the like, software to manage policy rating and issuance and billing for all commercial lines of insurance. So I came out of an enterprise software space, and that's what we ended up starting to build within Fortistar.
Thank you, David, very much. Doug, tell us a little about yourself and about OTB Solutions, please.
Sure. Thanks very much, George. Am I turned on here?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. A little better?
Can you stand?
Thank you. I can stand up, yeah. So OTB Solutions has been working with SharePoint since 2003, and we've delivered solutions in a number of different industries. And with most of the, with actually all of the major workflow companies that you will see in the exhibit floor, about 3 years ago, we met AgilePoint and team and really very quickly decided that this is where we want to focus for really two reasons. One, we know this technology, unlike others, is manageable, scalable, and doesn't require a whole lot of custom code. And we've all seen, if you've been working with SharePoint for a while and done it, if you've hit the wall and then, you know, you can kind of creep into building custom components and bits and pieces, and then as Jesse mentioned, the issue of migration becomes an issue. We've really tried to avoid that with our clients. And that's really the second reason, is related to the fact that we like to build capability in our clients. It ties into what we do with business process innovation and lean and other methods such as that, is that until you get the client so they can do it themselves, you really haven't delivered value. By working with a technology that means that you don't need a whole bunch of developers and you don't have to worry about the thing falling over when you have 5,000 people hit the enter key, you've got a technology that will make the CIO happy and one that you can build capability for folks in-house to use themselves. So we can get to business value faster and allow our clients to sustain that so that they'll invite us back later to solve another wicked problem as opposed to being kind of heartworms where we have to be there for long term. So that's why we really like AgilePoint and why we continue to deliver solutions. And we'll talk a little bit more about some of them that we've delivered recently in a few minutes.
Thank you, Doug. Jens, can you tell us about yourself and Lacutus, please?
So I'm Jens from Locutus. We're a company based in Belgium. We cover clients around Belgium, Holland, France a little bit, Luxembourg. So that's about not that geographically big, but we consider ourselves to be business process ICT architects, which is an obvious link with the session here today and AgilePoint as well. But what that means is that we pretend not to be just plain IT consultants, but we really like to get to know our customer and get to know their business and think with them on how to maximize and make their business and their business process as efficient as possible. So that's why we are called business process ICT architects. And the way we do it is by having a look at their organization and try to make a mapping between the organization and the processes that run across the organization. And that varies from management processes to supporting processes, but mainly the core processes that are running and really adding value to the customer. And that's where we come in, and focus on the added value that is provided in those core processes. And we do it by looking at those processes from an architectural point of view, and from there on using state-of-the-art tools and standard methodologies and stuff like that.
Thank you very much. Supreet, let's hear from you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your organization, Exelan.
Sure. Thanks, George. Good morning, everyone. My name is Supreet Bhatia, and I work for Exelan Corporation, one of the leading energy companies in North America. I work for a Constellation, which is a subdivision of Exelan. Basically, we provide energy management solutions and do commodity trading for oil, gas, and coal and other commodities in there. We bought AgilePoint in 2010, and we are basically a huge SharePoint shop. We had our intranet in the Constellation on SharePoint. And we knew that we're going to be running into a lot of walls by out-of-the-box workflows. I work on the business side of the group called Strategic Systems and the Business Operations. Our group is mostly consisting of business analysts and core business users, like people who did some trading in the past. There were some finance folks, accounting folks, a lot of compliance folks in their management model. So we do a lot of different stuff like IT governance, management model, and help improve the business processes across all the different units in Constellation, which includes our trading group, legal, HR, all our embedded risk groups, and our core wholesale and retail divisions. So one of the goals in our group was to not to add a lot of technical debt to the SharePoint technology, and by just, we knew that by doing a lot of different workflows we have to involve a lot of custom code, and we decided not to go that route. Even though if we are not getting or meeting 100% requirement, you know, if we are meeting like 95% requirements without no code solution, that was our goal. And we decided to evaluate a lot of .NET BPMs, and we got AgilePoint, and I'll go over a lot of different examples and solutions which we did out of the box, no code, using AgilePoint and SharePoint together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Asif, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization?
Can you guys hear me? No? Did I wake you up? You guys having fun so far?
Absolutely.
Two people are having fun. The rest of you are not. Hopefully tonight at NASCAR, the racing will just wake you up and you'll have more fun. So my name is Asif Rahmani. Thank you very much for having me on this panel, Jesse. I feel like a presenter right now instead of a panelist. It's pretty cool. But I won't be presenting anything, in case you're wondering. The reason I'm here, of course, aside from the invitation from Jesse, is I am not directly affiliated with AgilePoint as a partner or a customer. At the same time, what AgilePoint tries to accomplish is something I got to know of about 3 years ago. Before that, I had never heard of AgilePoint, to be honest. And I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened, okay? I run a company called SharePointVideos.com. Anybody heard of that? A few people? All right. You have to? All right. Well, thank you very much, Jens. So, you know, what we do over there is we focus on help, support, education, on all things SharePoint, okay? A customer of ours 3 years ago came to us saying, there's a thing called AgilePoint that I'm dealing with here in my SharePoint environment. I have no idea what I'm doing, okay? And I wanted to get information from my manager, but he's not here. I know you're a SharePoint guy. I've been a SharePoint, quote-unquote, guy for 12 years now. And she needed some help, so she reached out. And what I did was I reached out to somebody that I knew at AgilePoint. And, what happened after that was pretty awesome, I felt, because the customer service from the time I reached out, within hours, she got her issue resolved. They actually got on live on support with her as well to help her along the way to get her started. And I've not seen a big company do this before, okay? And I'm saying this honestly. Jesse's not paying me to saying all this stuff, but I think having that kind of support, as well as a product which is truly for power users to empower them, to take them to the next level of understanding how their business works and automating their processes, that empowerment goes a long way. I knew of other workflow partners before that. I got to know about AgilePoint and exactly what they do beyond workflow, and that really opened my eyes, and I've loved it ever since. So that's why I'm here, to maybe hopefully provide a power user / community perspective of, from whatever you're going to ask. Let's see what you're going to ask, all right? So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So we'll pop in with you, Asif, from time to time to ask your perspective on some of the things that the panelists are saying. As an MVP with a lot of experience and across a lot of organizations and industry types, I think you'll be able to help bring some additional perspective. So thank you for that. All right, David, let's come back to you. And can you talk to us a little bit about how did you find AgilePoint? What was that process about? And maybe a little bit about what it's been like working with AgilePoint so far.
Sure. I met AgilePoint and met Jesse last year at the SharePoint conference over at Mandalay Bay. This was my first SharePoint conference that I came out to, and I figured it was time to kind of get a little bit more engaged with the community and find out what everybody else was doing. We were about 3.5 years into our SharePoint journey and had a number of capabilities and things kind of built out. A purchase request form that was an InfoPath form that went through 5 levels of approvals and different types of levels for different types of purchases and all this other stuff. Capital expenditure budgets, all this different kind of process things that were kind of built in. And we had some things that were pretty well used. But our SharePoint adoption was moderate. When there were things that they could only do through SharePoint, like either put in a purchase request or an expense report so they get reimbursed, they readily accepted it. But other than that, not so much. So what we wanted to do was try and figure out how could we deliver more value into the thing. So we had some very manual processes in our first one that we were really doing for production, manual processes around invoice approval. And, you know, we said this is a prime first example to plug in a process into our overall architecture. We had a vision of how we were building our thing, and, you know, we focus on our data, abstract that, focus on our presentation layer, and how that kind of works and our end users actually interact. What we didn't have a real good way of doing was kind of abstracting that process of how can an invoice approval, how can the routes change based on we get it in through a website, we get it in through a mobile, we get it in through whatever. Along came, you know, eyes open as we get to SharePoint, you talk to the Nintex, and you talk to K2, and you talk to AgilePoint, and what have you, and all these different things. And through conversations, it became very clear that AgilePoint had a very similar vision to how this stuff could work as we did. For one thing, we're not completely SharePoint. We are very deep in the Microsoft stack. We utilize Access and Visio services and different things. We also utilize Great Plains and Solimen. And we have a homegrown energy operating platform that captures daily round sheets and different things in a mobile form as well as a web that stores things in either a MySQL database and a SQL. So we had information from a lot of different places. What AgilePoint gave us the ability to do is hit all of it. And that was very appealing to us. We just saw a very good way of, you know, possibly pulling all of this together. We view our information, and we're all under non-disclosure, right? We're toying around with this idea of information energy. We're an energy company, and how can we, you know, create these information services that we're thinking about? But this idea of information energy, that when it's delivered to all the right people at the right time in the right context, and they can take an action, they can really impact their business. What we saw in AgilePoint, and I just kind of thought of this analogy yesterday, if we have all these business systems and data sources, what AgilePoint automatically becomes in my mind are the superconductors that drive all of this all around our platform. So we saw a like-minded organization, and working with them has been phenomenal. From, you know, the hour that Jesse spent with me on the floor last year, when I know they're quite busy with a lot of people coming up and talking, to the training session out in Mountain View, to the help through a lot of our projects and the professional service team who kind of mentor and help guide us through our process. It was, we felt like they were in the boat with us. They were trying to figure out exactly what we were up against and help us get it done. So we have very high expectations for a lot of the projects that we can do. And, you know, as Bill Clinton said yesterday, and this really kind of hit home, the burden of knowledge is responsibility. Unfortunately, I think we have an idea of some of the potential, all the things that we can do. So we're excited and hopefully realizing some of that.
Thank you so much. Doug? Jesse alluded to the fact that you met up with AgilePoint as part of the Business Critical SharePoint initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you ended up selecting AgilePoint as a...
Sure. I think I mentioned earlier why we selected AgilePoint, but just in case some of you haven't heard of the Business Critical SharePoint initiative, we jumped on that early on because we'd seen the issues of building solutions that were difficult to maintain and expensive to create the first time. And the focus that we'd had for quite a while in delivering solutions in SharePoint was finding a way to do it without a lot of custom code, configured to order as opposed to code to order. We found somebody with the same philosophy in AgilePoint. And in terms of the question of, you know, how have we found working with them? Well, I'd like to, you know, share some of our clients' stories, really, that we have found them highly responsive. They've got great online facilities to learn about their product and get support. They assign a customer success manager to every client. And they do all the things that we need as a partner to make sure that we're connecting the dots between one of our clients and a solid organization that has been around for a long time and will, you know, we believe will stick in the market and continue to be a leader. So we're very happy with AgilePoint as a highly responsive vendor that we just love to partner with.
Thank you, Doug. Hans, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you came across AgilePoint and something about the size of your organization and what you do.
Yes, so we are 45 people. We have been working with AgilePoint quite a long time already. So that's about, I think, 6 or 7 years. I wasn't there when at the start, but it has been that long. The reason why we use AgilePoint for us, it's as I said before, we are looking at the organization from an applications and solutions from an architectural point of view. And we start from there, and in that sense, we have found we look at different products as well. So we have a bit of a Java stack as well. So for example, the IBM WebSphere. I cannot say that out loud. I think. No. but we use that as well. And the reason we use AgilePoint is because they have the same vision about architecture and the way it integrates and the way we look at processes. We're on the same page right there. So that's one of the reasons that AgilePoint really is a differentiator for us. So with regards to our company, I think we're 45 in total, and there's about a team of 30 people that are working on a daily basis with AgilePoint and solutions based on AgilePoint and SharePoint and tons of other stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Supreet, can you talk a little bit about Exelon SharePoint implementation for the audience?
Yeah, so like I was talking before, in 2010, we had been running this program on SharePoint, so we wanted to have a business process management tool running parallel on it. So we had a couple of management model projects to be done utilizing the SharePoint to do a lot of our process mapping. And those were not dynamic flows, but just the static maps of how our business operations do. Some of the companies, they like write procedures. Some of the companies, they have the Visio maps in there. So we wanted to do some kind of a hybrid approach, and that's how we actually went ahead and I worked with our architects to go out and figure out what are the different vendors out there on this space that can help us on this project on a .NET space. So we found AgilePoint during that process. We evaluated a couple more of the .NET and Java-based BPMs. We really liked AgilePoint because the designer was based on the Visio, and we can do a lot of different stuff utilizing that model. Not only that, we did some of the 6 projects in the beginning when we got AgilePoint, which was starting from smaller projects like onboarding workflows, the static maps, and some other examples in the retail workflows. Those were like 6 projects, and we were able to get that implemented utilizing their professional services within 3 months. So it was a really good win to showcase my management that we could deliver, or we can have all these kind of different flows very fast in this environment without writing any set of code or opening up the SharePoint infrastructure. Talking about the infrastructure of the SharePoint, our web application of SharePoint was managed by the corporate, so we belong to like a subdivision in Exelon, but our web application was in Chicago, hosted in on those servers, and there were a lot of other web applications, intranet, running on that. So our IT farm team was very, very strict on deploying any third-party applications. So they had to be really sure that we are following the Microsoft goal-level architecture procedures and policy, and all of those solutions have to adhere with it. So the good thing was, we were able to get AgilePoint deployed in just one application following the Microsoft goal-level policies. Those guys were really happy. That was one of the challenges, not the technical challenges of workflows, but just on the infrastructure side. And it has been running since then. There were no issues. They were talking about, it can affect our different web applications. It can go down. It can affect the other forms. Had not affected anything yet till then for the last 3-4 years. So that was our a really good experience on getting started. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks. Let's move over to David, move a little more into the actual utilization of these tools, SharePoint and AgilePoint, in your organization. We understand you kind of have a master plan for adopting Yammer. Can you tell us a little bit about that and AgilePoint Social BPM?
I don't know about a master plan. I have a hope and a prayer. That our energy operations supervisor, vice president who runs all of these power plants all over the place, said, wouldn't it be great if we could have this internal Twitter? I'd love for at my plants to be able to type in the thing what's going on, you know, the we're losing fuel over here, or the engine's going down over here, and he can kind of keep his finger on the pulse of what was happening. And this was right around the time that Microsoft bought Yammer for $1.2 billion, and I was sitting at my nephew's bar mitzvah, and a dentist friend of mine said, have you heard about this Yammer thing? It's supposed to be able to know everything about what's going on. So I signed up for an account while sitting there at breakfast and tried it out, and it was kind of interesting. I gave it to our operations guy, and he put it out in his thing, and this thing spread like wildfire. I knew we were onto something here when we operate on our landfill gas facilities. These are small energy facilities, 1, 2, 3 engine type things, and we have a variety of equipment. We grew by acquisition, so we've got the, you know, the Battlestar Galactica ragtag fleet of small energy plants. So our guys in Florida who are running a plant that have Caterpillar 3520 engines had a problem. So they posted a thing in Yammer with a picture of the thing or whatever. All of a sudden, a guy in Texas who he didn't even know existed chimed in. Well, that happened to me yesterday, and it happened when the temperature went up outside, because apparently temperature has a tremendous effect and impact on the gas quality that comes out of a landfill gas, which directly impacts how the energy run. And all of a sudden, people from all over the country are collaborating and sharing information. This thing took off like wildfire. It was difficult to get people into SharePoint to try and do things, but all of a sudden, I had 80, 90, 100 people signing in and chatting every day, so it was great. Then we were in a situation where we had 80, 90, 100 people chattering away in Yammer, and there was a lot of noise. How do you organize this? How do you make use of it? How do you find out what to follow and make sense of it? And again, this was around the time I was talking to, I think, Jesse about that, and we really loved the Yammer. Our problem with it, there's no structure around it. We've got all this structure around our process in SharePoint, and it's great, but nobody wants to go in there. We've got this Yammer thing where everybody can communicate and share and talk about, but it doesn't tie back to the actual process or the budget that's being approved or whatever it is. You got to be able to do something about this. And the hope was that Microsoft in the acquisition kind of saw this. I mean, they saw it enough that Yammer is in the Office division and part of SharePoint and all of that, but the integration and all of that stuff seems to be kind of coming now. But Jesse said, what if we try to do this? What if we make an entry in a SharePoint table and a post out to Yammer? What if we could hashtag something over here where SharePoint sent over a purchase request and you can say hashtag approved and something is listening to that and can in effect change over here? And we said, holy cow, that's kind of what this thing needs. So we've started some prototypes and some doing of that. Some examples that we've actually done right now is a process on our mobile clipboard. We are in the process of replacing paper clipboards out at an energy operation. We're going to give them these types of things where they can fill out their daily round sheets electronically and all their operating stuff. And the idea is to have that information flow up to our environmental team and our management team and our maintenance team who keep track of all of this stuff. And wouldn't it be great if something in the middle of capturing all of this data could actually do some preliminary triage or evaluation? And if an oxygen rating is 2 parts per million higher than the air permit, tell someone about it. So we were able to build some things into our mobile piece that had the business conditions that we wanted, which now we can have an AgilePoint process listen to, post into Yammer, and now we have a kind of that real-time feed of things that people can decide if they want to pay attention to or not. So we absolutely love the potential of Yammer. We're absolutely frightened by the vastness of it and looking for ways to kind of rein it in a little bit, herd the cats of all of this information, let it be purely social for where it should be, but let it really help our process where it can, and hope for the best. I don't know if that's a master plan, but
thanks, Dave.
It's what we'd like.
Asif, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about how you see SharePoint and Yammer coming together from an industry perspective, and what you think might be some of the kinds of things that folks are going to do with it.
Sorry. Technical difficulties every time I come to the microphone. The way I've seen Yammer, since the way it's been purchased till now, it's been Yammer and SharePoint. Both amazing, great products, but the integration had not really been there. My customers, you know, what we do, of course, like I said, is training, education, so in person, online, through video tutorials, also webcasting and everything else. And the same question comes up again and again. There's SharePoint Social. There's community sites. There's all this good stuff. And then there's this Yammer purchase that Microsoft made. What's the story, right? You guys probably felt the same way. What's the point? How do we integrate it all together? Now, until this morning, I'm not sure if many people saw the light of how things come together. Not this morning, sorry, yesterday morning from the keynote, right? Everything is just mixing in together in my mind, being in Vegas. So the keynote, they described how in Outlook you can actually have conversations come in, right? I see Yammer becoming more and more integrated with Office 365 first. Second, the bits will come out. I'm pretty sure of it. Don't quote me, though, but pretty sure of it by the middle end of next year in the on-premise stuff as well. Maybe even earlier, depending on how much leverage you have with Microsoft. And that will become, of course, a good server on-premise story also for Yammer to be, you know, to at least be integrated. Not hosted there, still going to be hosted in the cloud, but at least be integrated there. That's the thing. I felt always that any product that you purchase, you know, whether it be Microsoft or a small company, there's got to be a good tie-in. Otherwise, it's just two products trying to compete against each other. And that's what's been happening. But I see that disappearing slowly, hopefully fast, but slowly.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Doug, let's switch over to you again. OTB's background tends to be in management consulting sorts of things, and a lot of your folks have that capability. But you're also now very much involved in helping take your strategic ideas and move them into tactical ideas. Can you tell us a few things about some of your customers and some projects they've done?
I'd be happy to, George. you know, I was thinking about about this question this morning as I was having coffee, and thought about a couple of projects we've done over the past few years and that involve SharePoint and before we use AgilePoint. And the typical projects were in the several hundred thousand dollars to, you know, $1 or $2 million for what we're now doing for less than $500,000. So just, you know, from the get-go, what that means is that we can work with our clients to focus more on business value rather than at a lower cost. One of them is with a company that's actually a bio research company that does clinical trials. They thought they needed a custom package because none of the products on the market support this kind of dynamic scheduling that goes on with clinical trials. What happens with a vaccine trial is you get partway into it, they have a discovery that there's an allergic reaction, they have to change the trial. And so a whole sequence of visits that might occur over a two-year period for a participant have to be rescheduled. That's a really tough problem for any of the clinical trial management systems in the market, but we were able to show them that they could use AgilePoint and build a prototype for them in a few days that convinced them not to go with a custom project. We also gave them a cost comparison for that. The estimates that we got from some of our partners to build this offshore were 6 months and $450,000. We'll finish that project in less than 3 months. They will be trained to enhance it and use it for other purposes within their organization, and we'll charge them less than $200,000 in services to do that. So it's a dramatic change for our business in going from when we can really sort of take custom development out of the equation, we can talk about what's the right way to solve this business problem from an architectural standpoint. And we already know about some business process improvements we can help them with after this initial solution in the way they collect permissions and forms as part of that overall environment to really change the way they go about managing clinical trials. Now, just stepping away from that specific issue of working with them and choosing a solution, there's some things about that problem that are not so uncommon in other domains. One is that I mentioned that these people sign up for a vaccine trial and they show up in a series of visits over a few years. That's a single process. Now, you go talk to anyone else out here about running a business process and maintaining continuity with complete integrity of the data over 2 years, and they will say, well, I guess we can do something custom to do that. But long-running business processes are really not well supported by most of the other products. Or ask them what happens if you unplug the server and what you have to do basically if you're going to apply patches, right? Supporting long-running processes is something that occurs in lots of businesses, but requires an architecture of the type that, that this particular product has. The ability to create a visual design experience for creating processes means that we're going to teach clinical trial managers to author their own processes as opposed to having developers involved. So it's not just that it's a configure to order, easier for IT, you know, pros to do, but we're actually taking the IT folks more out of the equation by helping the clinical trial managers. So there's a couple of, you know, just from both a technical standpoint and a business process standpoint, where we found that there is a, you know, big value for our client, and we're looking forward to working with them on the next release sooner and delivering more value quicker.
Thank you, sir. Hens, we talked a little bit about some of your customers, and I found some interesting ones. Maybe you can share some of those with the audience as well.
Yeah, sure. I think one of the solutions and the customer that we would like to share with you is an agile point-based solution, which integrates with a Dynamics AX product for the master data. And the thing why it's quite an interesting case. It combines two ways of implementing agile point. So maybe just shortly explaining the customer. It's a customer base in the Netherlands. It's called WeCycle. You can guess what they do. So they're coordinating the recycle flow from collection points from electrical devices to recyclers all around the country. So that's where they give their money to. That's their cost. And on the other hand, they have their revenue coming from companies like Philips and Whirlpool, AEG. They are paying some sort of remuneration fee to coordinate those recycle flows. So the way AgilePoint is integrated into the solution. It's two ways. So they have a long running process and a short running process, which is basically, you know, a logistical flow from point A to point B to point C and point B D. So which is basically from order to delivery and invoicing. And on the other hand, I have a more or less a case management solution in which everything evolves around the information and a case that is presented. So when you have, instead of a classic BPM solution from point A to B to C, there is a ACM is talking about we're starting from point A, we might go to point B, and then we go back to A, and then we go back to or we skip a few steps and go to D and to X and go back. So from a BPM point of view, it's really, really hard to model that. So you get some sort of a spaghetti. So that's why the solution really, we're talking about short running processes. So instead of designing a process, one big long running process, we just model the steps from point B to C as a one single short running process and go on from there and present, in this case, in SharePoint, a dashboard of all the processes that are running and dashboarding of the data that is being used and have a view basically on the whole case itself.
Good. Thank you so much. Supreme, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your idea of quick implementation of six-pack projects. That's sort of interesting.
Yeah, so like when we got the AgilePoint in the beginning, we had these, some of the projects related to from management model to HR related, to the legal related, to the retail specific related. One of the example I wanted to talk about, I think that would be really good on a compliance-based flows, workflows. As you know, Exelon is the energy company, and we have all these cyber assets in here. In one click from one room, you can actually start the nuclear power plant from any location. So we had all these kind of different physical assets that we need to protect. And on top of it, we have to have those lot of security and regulations with adhering to NERC and FERC, which are the governing bodies. And if we don't do that, we can actually get $1 million fine a day per incident. So we have to be really careful. And all these kind of regulations, they keep on changing. So we need something to create those processes which are flexible, something to build, not to build to last, it's flexible, we can change it on the fly. One of the example was for any person accessing these kind of critical locations, they have to have NERC training from our learning management systems. They have to have their background cleared, and they have to get some approval from the VP and manager level for them to get into those locations. Now, that process was taking a lot of time. People were calling help desk. They were sending this request to a lot of NERC area authorizers, because every physical location or electronic location have different authorizers to approve that request. So there was a lot of time taken. People were like not able to get to the trade floor or to the gen dispatch room and all that. So we created an agile point model to actually go and get the data from all the different line of business systems, like our PeopleSoft, our security management system, our learning management system, our data services, the card batch readers. So we got all the data into like one place and ran the process on the top to give that access. So anyone, like a manager goes, say, hey, I want this person access request to be on this location, this physical area. It was automatically being transported or sent to the right NERC area authorizer. But even before that, the person has to complete the NERC training. So all of those things were set up automatically. The right module for the training was aligned to that person. The person was getting emailed saying, hey, you have to do this training within like 2 or 3 days. If it was not, the BPM model was tracking and sending the reminders to that person that you have not completed it yet. And we were not pushing that process to the NERC area authorizers before all those prerequisites were done. And that was one of our key thing, because NERC area authorizers were not wasting time calling those people saying, hey, I got your request, but you have not completed all these prerequisites. So AgilePoint and SharePoint actually helped us getting the data from all the different systems and ran a process to make sure that when a request is sent to authorizers, it's clean, they're done. So that really improved our process on getting the access in there. We also improved, the auditors loved it. They were like, we can show them who gave access, what time, when did they complete the training. And we also tracked their, because you have to redo the training every 6 months to 1 year based on what their role was in that model. So that was one of the NERC and FERC processes, one of the six back in there. There are other examples out there a lot. We did approximately around 20 workflows in 1.5 years, which was really good. So,
thank you very much. All right, so we've heard a lot of different utilizations and different kinds of ways that the AgilePoint and SharePoint environments have solved business problems. So you kind of got to ask yourself, well, what does this project and product look like to be able to do everything from collecting line of business data out of existing systems to providing front ends for Yammer and other social environments, as well as running in the cloud? So we'll take a couple minutes, and Jesse will just talk a little bit about the architecture of the product, how it's built in a way that allows you to build all these different kinds of applications that we've heard about this morning and more beside.
Thank you, George. I know that maybe some of you coming here looking for a lot more technical information, okay? And We do have a booth, and we have a team, and we can show you a lot of details, but I just want to take a couple minutes, kind of talk about why, you know, how we have built architecture to be different in a way that to really be able to future-proof your SharePoint investment, as we talk up, as we mentioned that you are able to have the same asset that you created that can be easily preserved when you move from SharePoint, you know, from one version to the next. So this slide here is kind of showing you kind of the whole architecture of AgilePoint, 100% SLA based. Okay, so the whole AgilePoint workflow process capabilities expose us services. Either it's a web service, or either it's WCF, or it's a REST service. Okay, so from there, one of a very big differentiation of how AgilePoint work with SharePoint is that for a lot of products out there, what they actually do is they actually have to install something into your SharePoint, right? So some products really have, you know, the architecturally is designed to kind of sit on top of SharePoint. So every SharePoint server, you need to install that. Okay, and so what does that mean? I mean, that means, well, when you scale your SharePoint, you're gonna have to install that again on everyone. But the other thing is also that most important thing is when you put a workflow on SharePoint, install on SharePoint, and at the beginning may be okay, but later on we have more workflows, or the number of instances increase, then the SharePoint server performance now could get impacted, right? So this architecture basically accomplish, enable your SharePoint to access a lot of powerful workflow and BPM capabilities as a service. So when our integration inside SharePoint, instead of having custom code inside SharePoint, it's actually the standard SharePoint web service consuming AgilePoint as a service, okay? So in that case, the biggest difference is that you want to be able to provide a powerful workflow BPM and custom, you know, value add into SharePoint for the users. But the thing is, if you are IT professionals, you don't want to be burdened because you do that now, and suddenly your SharePoint behavior, your SharePoint environment could be unpredictable. How many times we hear people say, you know what, I got the SharePoint workflow running in there, but when I make change to my workflow, I repoint my workflow, for some reason, the whole SharePoint environment get brought down. Or they apply a patch to SharePoint for a service pack, and then all the workflow now stop working. Okay, so the power here is it really gives you the best of the balance that you can provide an even more powerful workflow and BPM into SharePoint. By the same time, from the IT perspective, you have a logical, clean separation between the two. They're not interfering with each other. So if you recall that, I mentioned I met 2 days ago, that SI did the migration for our customer, okay, from SharePoint 2010 and 2013. But they did that without even knowing our customer have AgilePoint. That's because it's, you know, like I said, this architecture enables that. Okay, and you can install this, AgilePoint on premise. And the big difference now is instead of that, as we mentioned, that if you scale your SharePoint now, every front-end server you need to install something, it's really that with AgilePoint you can scale your SharePoint as much as you can, as much as you like, when the need grows, but you do not have to pay more unless your actual workflow needs increase, because it's also from the AgilePoint engine. Okay, so you really only have to scale the engine when you really need that, when your workflow activities increase. And that's a very important, from the business value sustainability, right? So it's not like when you scale your SharePoint now, doesn't matter the SharePoint workflow you added is really for workflow or not, you all have to install that additional solution on top. But the more powerful thing is the whole architecture really runs on not just on-premise, it also runs in the cloud. And so from here now, as you can see, so basically what that means is, you can have a totally hybrid environment. Okay, you can have, even still have 2007, 2010, or 2013, or Office 365. Okay, they can all still access the same AgilePoint workflow. Okay, it's not a separate one. It's not a separate version you have to create for that different environment. It's the same one being consumed, okay, into different environment transparently. Okay, transparently. And the other thing, as you mentioned, as you can see here, many of our customers, right, a lot of the Exelon, and they're not just using AgilePoint for SharePoint. They also create ASP.NET applications. And as you can see here, now this architecture here really enable you to build any applications that you are able to access AgilePoint as a service. So you build an ASP.NET application, you want that ASP.NET application to be process capable, okay? Or you want to build an HTML5 application, JavaScript, or even a Java application, because the whole service exposed as a REST service and web service, it really makes no difference now. Okay, and that's why very quickly this become a centralized services, okay, to meet all your process needs, right? And as you can see that's why a lot of our customers connecting this to SAP, SharePoint, Dynamics CRM, or other systems, all in the same process very easily because every one of them can access AgilePoint as a service. And this is really for facilitate a lot of mobile. We're not talking about mobile. If you come to our booth, we show you a very powerful mobile capability. Same thing, because a lot of mobile apps today, they can just access as a REST service today. Doesn't matter, you can develop a mobile application, maybe with totally different language that are not Microsoft-centric. So this one here again just kind of illustrate that whole architecture, okay, how you be able to really work as a hybrid, okay, hybrid SharePoint environment, and but is actually the whole centralized service architecture. Okay? So again, this is just a very high level so you can understand in the architectural level how this is accomplished. So Supreme mentioned about earlier that the SharePoint goal level customization policy. Okay, that is actually a policy defined by Microsoft Consulting Services itself. Basically, Microsoft Consulting Services say, if you want me to create a custom application for you for SharePoint, and you want me to support that, I need you to follow this policy. And the policy basically says that you cannot install any custom code into your SharePoint. Because they know, if you do that, it becomes so much more difficult now to maintain, and your SharePoint environment becomes unpredictable. Okay, and that's why they define a policy. So that if you want to do a value add on top of SharePoint, that policy is extremely important. And that's when AgilePoint, like I said, when we build a product on day one, we follow that policy. Okay, and that's why you're able to really ensure that the asset is preserved. Okay, so I want to stop here, okay, and to see, we have about 5 minutes left. Is there any questions you'd like to ask the panelist or any question related to the product again, so feel free to visit our booth, okay, and so we can actually show you the product live over there. Any questions? Open up for Q&A.
Hello?
Yes.
Really, it was the, I felt in our discussions there was an alignment in our visions for how to architecturally, how to work together and how to do that. So I look at products and I look at relationships and figure out which is going to be the most productive, and I usually make a call. Really, the setting apart feature of AgilePoint that we really liked is we liked the way it hooked into SharePoint, but it was kind of completely abstracted, and we could access data beyond just SharePoint. We could use our SQL data or our Great Plains or all the different things and work it in our mobile app and what have you. So that's what we like, the flexibility.
I'd like to answer that question, too. The client I mentioned with the clinical trials solution has Nintex. And the SharePoint admin said, wait a minute, you're going to bring our SharePoint farm to its knees. We tried something like this before. And said, no, I understand. This has got nothing to do. It's not on SharePoint. And when we explained the architecture to him that Jesse just outlined, he said, oh, okay, so that's fine. It's not going to bring SharePoint down. But, 5,000 users could hit enter all at once here. Won't that bring this down? Well, that's a really interesting thing about this architecture as well, that it tolerates peak loads in a way that, users will see some impact, but you're not going to bring servers down. And, you know, the technical folks can drill into that with you, but that whole scalability issue was really key to that client because they had experience with another product. Our own experience with the other one you mentioned is just that, you know what, we don't really want to train up people to have to crack open Visual Studio and do a lot of custom development. And so, you know, that's really the reason that we're no longer a K2 partner.
Any other questions?
I'm actually working for AgilePoint as an account manager, for full disclosure here, but I do have the opportunity of talking to a lot of customers, so I'd like to look at the perspective of a lot of my customers as well. And a lot of the questions they ask is, you know, how well or not well does AgilePoint respond to a lot of those unstructured processes, right? Because, and I love to ask the panel in terms of, you know, because what I find oftentimes is the requirements change, not just from a year-to-year perspective, but almost daily, right? And so how does AgilePoint account and respond to those changes in your own experiences?
We find working with clients that are starting to introduce a workflow tool is there's a tendency to over-engineer processes. Because when you look at a process, business process, you start to think about all the exceptions, you want to handle them all in your workflow. And that turns what is, you know, could be a fairly simple workflow into quite a very complex workflow, which is hard to train people on and hard to maintain and evolve. So working with a tool that has the ability to support exceptions is kind of fundamentally how it works, this dynamic process functionality that you can learn more about from AgilePoint is a great way to help users, help stakeholders from over-engineering their workflow designs. And I think that's I look at it more as its impact on the design process, but it's actually a functionality of the production product that enables that. Maybe somebody else has.
One way to describe that is processes, there are two types, structural processes and unstructured processes. Unstructured processes really that you can really clearly define, say, this is exactly how it will happen. It's actually very dynamic. Okay, so one step, that's when you decide the next step. And that's when most of, unless you have a very dynamic architecture, most of a workflow product is about, tell me exactly what you want and I turn that into executable code for you. So it's mostly just unstructured, right? So a dynamic architecture like AgilePoint can also handle unstructured. That's really the other whole half of the value proposition, the value creation possibilities. Okay, so I think in the interest of time, okay, so I think that you have anything to add or? Okay, so in the interest of time, I think that we'll close the session. I want to thank our panelists, okay, for joining us. I want to thank everyone for joining us as well. And I want to thank George, okay, being the moderator today. Thank you very much. And like I said, you've got time, definitely visit our booth to discover more. Thank you.